Good morning, beautiful people, and welcome to Friday. You made it through another week, almost just one more day to go. Welcome to The Dewey Show, and thank you to AdamMail.com for sponsoring The Dewey Show. Do you want to spice up your sex life? Well, AdamMail has you covered. They have sex toys, condoms, lubricants, underwear, DVDs, and much, much more. What does much, much more mean? It means that they have literally thousands of items to make you and your partner very happy and very satisfied. That already sounds awesome, right? Well, it just gets better, because if you go to AdamMail.com and use the offer code DEWEY at checkout, you will get 50% off of almost any one item, as well as free and discreet shipping. So go to AdamMail.com. That's AdamMail.com. Offer code DEWEY at checkout. That's DEWEY at checkout. Along with everything else I talk about today, this link and offer code is in the description of today's episode. Thank you to AdamMail.com for sponsoring The Dewey Show. Folks, the motto, if you're new to my show, is facts first, opinions second. So in that spirit, let's get going with the news. Oh, and before I forget, please subscribe, follow, whatever the case is on the platform that you're listening to me on. CNN.com is reporting that the Oath Keepers leader and 10 others are charged with a seditious conspiracy related to the U.S. Capitol attack. The Justice Department has charged 11 defendants with seditious conspiracy related to the attack on our Capitol on January 6, 2021, including the leader of the Oath Keepers, Stuart Rhodes. The new indictment, handed down by a grand jury on Wednesday, was made public. Thursday alleges that Rhodes was his co-conspirators engaged in a conspiracy to, quote, oppose the lawful transfer of presidential power by force, by preventing, hindering, or delaying by force execution of laws governing the transfer of power. The latest court filings reveal that Oath Keepers Thomas Caldwell, who was arrested in January, claimed to take a reconnaissance trip to Washington, D.C. before January 6. The indictment also surfaces previously unknown communications Rhodes is alleged to have sent that prosecutors say encourage the use of force to oppose the lawful transfer of power. Quote, "We weren't going through this without a civil war. Too late for that. Prepare your mind, body, and spirit," end quote, Rhodes allegedly said in a November 5, 2020 signal message. In December, Rhodes, according to the indictment, wrote of the Electoral College certification that, quote, "there is no standard political or legal way out of this," end quote. Quote, "all I see Trump doing is complaining. I see no intent by him to do anything," Rhodes allegedly wrote. So, the Patriots are taking it into their own hands. They've had enough, he allegedly said on Signal at 1:38 p.m. that day, shortly after the siege had begun. Additionally, the indictment says that the Oath Keepers from three different states, including newly charged Edward something that I can't pronounce and really don't give a shit about. I think it's Vallejo, maybe. I don't fucking care. Stashed weapons in a Virginia hotel as part of a quick reaction force. The charges mark a dramatic change in the Justice Department's January 6 probe. Attorney General Merrick Garland said in a speech last week commemorating the Capitol attack that the department was, quote, committed to holding all January 6th perpetrators at any level accountable under law, whether they were present that day or were otherwise criminally responsible for the assault on our democracy. The Justice Department, until now, has been careful not to push the idea of sedition, instead charging defendants affiliated with right-wing groups with conspiracy to obstruct the congressional proceeding on January 6th. The seditious conspiracy charge carries the same possible consequences as an obstruction charge, but is rarely used, politically loaded, and has been difficult for the Justice Department to use successfully against defendants in the past. Previously, some Biden administration officials believed using the sedition charge could politicize the Justice Department's prosecution of the Capitol attackers, and the department recoiled after the former top prosecutor over the investigation, Michael Sherwin, said on CBS, quote, on CBS 60 Minutes, he believed seditious conspiracy could be charged. Rhodes also been of interest to the House's January 6th investigation, which issued subpoenas in November for him and his organization for a deposition and documents related to the events of that day. CNN reported in July that Rose gave a voluntary interview to the FBI and that investigators seized his cell phone. He denied all wrongdoing. Okay, so here is my opinion on this. If you listen to the show, it's not going to surprise you. The people that attacked our Capitol because their guy didn't win in a free and fair election, I think that all of them need to be put in prison for life. Not 6 years. I don't care how old they are. Put them in jail for fucking life, because you do not fucking turn your back on the United States. This guy is an oath keeper, saying, and their little thing is that they are, previous service members, and they're keeping their oath to protect the Constitution, hence the name Oath Keepers. They did everything but on January 6th. They wiped their ass with the Constitution, lock them up, and lock them up forever. We have no place for treason here. We do not have place for terrorists, foreign or domestic, here. And we do not negotiate with terrorists. Okay, let's take a little break from the news. Please support the sponsor of today's show, AdamMail.com. If you go to AdamMail.com and use the offer code DEWEY at checkout, you will get 50% off of almost any one item, as well as free and discreet shipping. That's AdamMail.com. AdamMail.com. Offer code DEWEY at checkout. That's DEWEY at checkout. All of that information is in the description of this episode. Thank you to AdamMail.com for sponsoring The DEWEY Show. All right, CNN.com is reporting that Prince Andrew stripped of military titles and charities amid sex abuse lawsuit. Britain's Prince Andrew has been stripped of his military titles and charities, Buckingham Palace announced on Thursday, a day after a judge ruled a sexual abuse civil lawsuit against the Queen's son could proceed. Andrew will no longer use his style, His Royal Highness, in any official capacity, a royal source told CNN on Thursday. The source said the decision was widely discussed among the royal family. Quote, with the Queen's approval and agreement, the Duke of York's military affiliations and royal patronages have been returned to the Queen. The Duke of York will continue not to undertake any public duties and is defending this case as a private citizen, end quote, the palace said in a statement. The royal source also told CNN that, quote, all of the Duke's roles have been handed back to the Queen with immediate effect for redistribution to other members of the royal family. For clarity, they will not return to the Duke of York, end quote. On Wednesday, a New York judge ruled against a motion by Andrew's legal team to dismiss a civil lawsuit brought against him by Virginia Guru, who alleges that she was trafficked by the disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein and forced to perform sex acts with the prince at just age 17. Andrew has vigorously denied those claims. Okay, my opinion is the same as yesterday. If you want to hear more about what the judge said about this case, go and listen to yesterday's show, because I go in depth on it. I think that Andrew needs to be deposed. I believe that he needs to be questioned under oath. And if he is found liable, I hope that the price tag is high. And I don't know if there is a statute of limitations for this kind of thing, but if there isn't, I hope that we lock his ass up. He's no longer a royal. He's essentially just Andrew Windsor. At this point, he's not His Royal Highness anymore. And, like, he doesn't know what life is like without being a royal. He doesn't know life outside of that. And I think it's going to be a big fucking shock to put his ass in jail if he did something wrong. If he is found liable, I think that that should open the avenue to criminally charge this man. And it seems like the Queen is supportive of the law on this. I think that the Queen, who is about to celebrate 70 years on the throne, is not very happy that this is what is overshadowing her 70th year on the throne. I think that everything needs to happen in a way that will help the victim of this. Okay, that's my opinion on it. So I'll leave it there. I think that if Andrew is found liable and what he did allegedly should be looked at criminally, if possible, as well. That's my thoughts. Because it seems like the Queen, Her Royal Majesty, Queen Elizabeth, it sounds like she's cooperating with us. So if Andrew is found liable, he could be found guilty. I don't know. We'll just have to hope for the best for the victim on this. Are you interested in becoming a sponsor of The Dewey Show? Learn more at www.dews.news. That is DEWS.news. If you would like to support The Dewey Show, please go to join.dews.news. Or you can make a one-time contribution to the Cash App linked in the description of this episode. If you go to join.dews.news, you'll be redirected to my Patreon, which is patreon.com/dewsnews. Also, you can go to our online store, shop.deweyshow.com. We've got a lot to choose from on there. Please subscribe. Please leave a positive rating. you can contact the show at info@dues.news for business matters. If you are a listener, the email has changed. It's now friends@dues.news. Lastly, please support the sponsor, AdamL.com. If you go to AdamL.com and use the offer code Dewey at checkout, you will get 50% off of almost any one item, as well as free and discreet shipping. All of that information is in the, description of this episode. I love you folks. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being fucking awesome. Kick the shit out of Friday and have a great fucking day at work. Be the badass that you are, that I know you are. I love you folks, and remember that love is everything.